CD6.
It had been a sudden strange fancy, but a stupid plan. Now, out here, all the drawbacks were visible. How would she have got Paul home? Would he have wanted to come? Could she have managed it? Even if he was still alive, how could she hope to get him out of a prison? "So you'll be guerrilla fighters, eh?" said Mr. de Worde behind her. "Madmen, all of you." "No, we are not irregulars," said Blouse. "We kissed the Duchess. We are soldiers." "Oh, well," said de Worde. "Then I admire your spirit at least." "Ah, Otto." The vampire iconographer ambled up and gave them a shy smile.
"Do not be afraid. I am a black ribboner, just like your corporal," he said. "Light is mine passion now." "Oh, well done," said Blouse.
"Take the pictures, Otto," said de Worde. "These gentlemen have a war to fight."
"Out of interest, Mr. de Worde," Blouse interrupted. "How did you get the pictures back to your city so quickly? Magic, I assume?"
"What?" De Worde looked momentarily off balance.
"Oh, no, sir. Wizards are expensive, and Commander Vimes has said that there is going to be no first use of magic in this war. We send things by pigeon to our office in the keep, and then by clacks from the nearest trunk tower."
"Oh, really?"
said Blouse, showing rather more animation than Polly had seen up to now.
"Using numbers to indicate a scale of grey shades, perhaps?"
"Mein Gott!" said Otto.
"Well, yes, as a matter of fact, we do," said de Worde. "I'm very impressed at you."
"I have seen the Clax Towers on the far bank of the Kinnick," said Blouse, his eyes lighting up. "Very clever idea, using big shuttered boxes rather than the old-fashioned semaphore arms. And would I be right in my surmise that the box on the top, which opens its shutters once a second, is a kind of system, a clock, that makes certain the whole Clax line keeps in step?"
"Oh, good. Thought so.
One beat a second is probably the limit of the mechanisms, so no doubt all your efforts now are concentrated on maximising the information content per shutter operation?"
"Yes, I imagine that'll be the case.
As for sending pictures, well, sooner or later all things are numbers, yes? Now, of course, you would use each of the two columns of four boxes to send a grey code, but it must be very slow. Have you considered a squeezing algorithm?"
De Worde and Huyck exchanged a glance.
"Are you sure you haven't been talking to anyone about this, sir?" said the writer.
"Oh, it's all very elementary," said Blouse, smiling happily. "I had thought about it in the context of military maps, which are, of course, mostly white space. So I wondered if it would be possible to indicate a required shade on one column, and on the other side indicate how far along that rank that shade would persist. And a delightful bonus here is that if your map was simply in black and white, then you have even more."
"You haven't seen inside a Clax Tower, have you?" said de Worde.
"Alas, no," said Blouse. "This is simply thinking aloud based on the de facto existence of your picture. I believe I can see a number of other little mathematical tricks to make the passage of information even swifter, but I'm sure these have already occurred to you. And, of course, a fairly minor modification could potentially double the information burden of the whole system at a stroke. And, of course, that is without using coloured filters at night, which I'm certain, even with the overhead of extra mechanical effort, would surely increase throughput by... I'm sorry, did I say something wrong?"
The two men wore a glazed expression. De Worde shook himself.
Oh, no, nothing, he said. "And you seem to have got the grasp of things very quickly."
"Though it was quite straightforward once I started thinking about it," said Blouse. "It was exactly the same when I had to redesign the department's filing system, you see. People build themselves something that works. Then circumstances change, and they have to tinker with it to make it continue to work. And they are so busy tinkering that they cannot see that a much better idea would be to build a whole new system to deal with the new circumstances. But to an outsider, the idea is obvious."
"In politics as well as filing systems and claxes, do you think?" said de Worde.
Blouse's brow wrinkled.
"I'm sorry, I don't think I follow," he said.
"Would you agree that sometimes a country's system is so out of date that it's only the outsiders that can see the need for wholesale change?" said de Worde. He smiled. Lieutenant Blouse did not.
"Just a point to ponder, maybe," said de Worde.
Since you wish to tell the world of your defiance, would you object if my colleague takes your picture?